AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The final debate of the presidential campaign season begins with a clash over the White House response to the coronavirus pandemic, a key issue for voters, according to polls. President Trump says he's kept the death toll lower than projections.
We're rounding the turn. We're rounding the corner. It's going away.
Democrat Joe Biden counts the more than 220,000 Americans who've died already, with more than 1,000 new infections being reported every day.
We're about to go into a dark winter. A dark winter, and he has no clear plan, and there's no prospect that there's going to be a vaccine available for the majority of the American people before the middle of next year.
President Trump, your reaction, he says you have no plan.
I don't think we're going to have a dark winter at all. We're opening up our country.
They also argued about Biden's son's activities in Ukraine. A group of scientific advisors says they're concerned the government's plans to expedite COVID-19 vaccines could damage public confidence in the shots. So the Food and Drug Administration's asked an outside panel to review its standards for testing. President Trump's pick for the U.S. Supreme Court could be confirmed as soon as Monday. The Senate Judiciary Committee approved the nomination of Judge Amy Coney Barrett, Chairman Lindsey Graham.
We did it. Judge Barrett's going to the floor.
Democrats boycotted the vote. The FBI and Homeland Security are reporting Russian hackers targeted networks of dozens of state and local governments in recent days. Our Mike Grass here reports.
The alert says some networks were compromised. U.S. officials point the finger to a Russian state-sponsored hacking group. The advisory was released less than 24 hours after U.S. officials warned Russia and Iran have obtained some voting registration information.
More evacuations have been ordered near the Rocky Mountain National Park in Colorado after a wildfire there exploded. Stocks closed higher. This is AP News. Jobless claims in the U.S. have dropped below 800,000, but there are fears they could go back up.
The Labor Department says the number of laid-off Americans seeking unemployment benefits last week fell to 787,000, a decline of about 55,000 from the week before, the fewest since March, when the coronavirus pandemic began. But with confirmed infections increasing in many areas of the country, economists say the good news could be short-lived. Many consumers have been hesitant to shop, dine out, or travel, a trend that has caused some employers to cut jobs. Mike Hemp in Washington.
For the second time in 2 months, a panel of federal judges has blocked the president's efforts to exclude people in the U.S. illegally from being counted during the process of divvying up congressional seats by state. The latest decision comes from a three-judge panel in California. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.